but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around. Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
That just slip your hand into the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
It's turning around. I can see
around for me.
I can feel it happening.
Around for me.
It's turning around, yeah.
Turning around.
You are not another man
for me.
That he shall lie.
Nor
the Son of Man.
turning my
favor. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is one of the songs that I just, this is so dear, near dear to my heart. It is turning around for me. You know, the Rashawn Mitchell, he says, it won't always be like this. The Lord shall perfect the things that concerns me. And sooner or later, it will turn in my favor. That's what you need to look at right there. Trouble don't last always, but sooner or later. The problems that I'm facing even right now, but sooner or later. My wife just walked out on me, but sooner or later. My husband gave up on me, but sooner or later. The job gave me a pink notice, but sooner or later. Y'all don't hear me. My bank account is at a negative, but sooner or later. My children are acting defiant, but sooner or later. Gosh, my God, glory. You got to get this, people of God. Sooner or later, it's going to turn in my favor. It's going to turn around for me. Now, I don't know when it's going to turn around, but I'm expecting a turnaround. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm expecting it to happen. I don't know who's going to give it to me, but I'm expecting somebody to give it to me, because sooner or later, it's getting ready to turn in my favor. This thing is getting ready to turn around for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I just want to tell everybody, hey, God bless you. I hope that you are sitting down right now, because you're in for a real, real good treat on tonight, because I'm getting ready to talk about something that I talked about last month. You know, there are so many things that are happening in our lives that catches us off guard. Catches us off guard. It catches us in one of those awe moments that we don't even know how to bounce back from some of the things that catch us off guard. But I'm going to give you some instructions, and I'm going to give you some scriptures to help you in the midst of some terrible times, because some terrible times are on this way. I hope y'all understand this, and I hope you know this, especially if you've been listening to the news and you prophetic people. If you've actually been watching the signs of the time, you're going to see some things that are going to happen. Amen. It's going to turn around for you. I need about five people just to lift your hand and say, my money, my situation, the things that I've been facing is going to turn around for me. It can't keep me like this any longer. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a little bit excited. Hey, I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your cousin. I'm your nephew. I'm your neighbor next door. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods, and you are now in the Prophet's Closet on the Now Network radio station, Blog Talk. Amen. And I hope and pray that as I begin to speak to each and every one of you, I speak to your hearts. Amen. There's so many people who are going through some things. And I remember just maybe last week it was, I was on this site on Facebook, and I spoke about my daughters. When I look back on this site, I've had over 2,900 people comment. Well, not comment. They did a like, love. But I had well over maybe, I don't know, I think it was 800 people who commented on this particular thing that I put on Facebook, because there are so many fatherless children that are out here. Oh, my goodness. You should have seen the stories that I read. And I tried my best to respond to each and every story that I read, because they have their stories. They have the reasons of why that things have not lined up in the rightful position with them, because the father sets the precedent. He's the one who sets the stage over the male in the house and the female in the house. And he definitely sets the stage for his offspring, his children. And when there is an absentee of the father, Oh, my God, there's some things that's going to happen down that generational line, because the father is supposed to gird up his children. He's supposed to teach his children about certain things that are getting ready to take place. He's supposed to strengthen his children. He's supposed to love on his children. He's supposed to let them know and beware of the things that are getting ready to happen in the earth realm. He's really supposed to be the Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, the watchman over his family. That's what he's supposed to be. But when you have an absent father, turbulence happens. Oh, good God Almighty. So tonight I'm going to speak about the turbulence that happens in our lives. Amen. The things that are conflicting against our spirit, man. The things that are confusing to us. The things that are disturbing us. Amen. The definition of turbulence means violent or unsteady movement. There's a violent an unsteady movement that is happening in my life, which is caused by a turbulence. Which is caused by a turbulence. It's a conflict. It's confusion. Stability. It's turmoil. And unrest. You are unrest when you have a turbulence in your life. I remember being on the plane. I was headed to Houston, Texas. I was getting ready to preach in Houston, Texas. And as we were on the runway, and I quote what the pilot had said, he said, there's going to be some turbulence that we're going to fly in. And it's going to shake the plane refusively. It's going to be some unsteadiness. It's going to be some turmoil. It's going to be some unrest. It's going to disturb those who are on the plane. He said, but I guarantee you this one thing. Now, I want y'all to listen to me. He said, I'm going to guarantee you this one thing. Even though we're going to face some turbulence, I'm going to make sure you make it to your destination. Oh, y'all don't hear me up in here. Amen. There is going to be some turbulence in your life, and God is telling me to tell you that I'm still going to get you to your destination. I'm still going to make ways out of no way for you. I'm still going to bring you over your humps. I'm going to bring you over your problems. I'm going to bring you over your situations. I'm going to make ways for you, because guess what? I'm bringing you through your turbulence. You may face them. Amen. They may be violent. They may be unsteady in your life. There may be some confusions and some conflicts that you're going to face. He said, but if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your might, guess what? I'm going to bring you through your turbulence. Ooh, good God Almighty. There are turbulent times that are upon the earth. And God says if we continue to seek his face, he's going to bring us through these turbulent times. I'm so thankful that today is the day that I'm not driving, doing my message. But I'm so thankful that I have a co-driver that's driving for me, and I'm in the back bunk where I can actually teach this word on tonight. So I'm going to teach this word to let you know that despite what you are facing in this earth realm, the Bible says to be of the world, or be in the world, but not of the world, which means that you have to separate yourself. You have to separate yourself from the things of the world. This world is going to pass away. Everything in the world is going to pass away. Your money, your cars, whatever you got is going to pass away. But if you stay in the connected with God, which means if you stay in your position, God going to see you through. Don't get out of position. The Bible talks about in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, it says it's talking about be transferred by the renewing of your mind. When you are going through some turbulence, your mind has got to be renewed, that the things that I used to do, I can't do no more. I got to change this thing up. If I'm in a relationship that I'm always connected to people who are always treating me a certain kind of way, I got to change my relationship habits. Oh, my God, glory. I'm talking up in here. There's some things that I have to change so I can avoid some of the things that happen in my life, so I can avoid some conflict, so I can avoid some confusion, so I can avoid some turmoil things that are happening in my life. But I got to change my way of thinking. I can't be conformed to this world. I have to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. My mind has got to be renewed to believe that God, God can do anything but fail. He can do anything but fail. There's no failure in God. Is that we fail to trust him. We serve a good God. I just need about five people just to say amen to that. Glory be to God. Pastor E, man, look, God is a good God despite my circumstances or my situation. Amen. He's a good God, and he desires to bless us. Pastor Terry, I'm telling you, God is a good God. Evangelist Valentine, God is a magnificent and perfect God. He desires to bless us with things beyond our own measurements. Amen. But we got to know how to handle them, because guess what? Turbulent times are coming. Amen. Some violent times are coming. Unsteadiness of a movement, conflict, confusion, disturbance, instability, turmoil, and unrest. Is there anybody on the line that you have been unrest? You know, there's some things that are happening in you that has unrested. Matter of fact, there's a woman over there in Houston, Texas. There's a woman in Houston, Texas. I know she's probably listening to me right now. She just had hip surgery some months ago, and there's some things that are happening in her body that has totally caught her off guard. There's turbulence. That's the turmoil that is happening in her life. There's turbulence that is happening. But I'm telling you, woman of God, God is going to bring you and see you through this. Amen. Look here, trouble ain't going to last always. And so I speak to your hip, the one that you got operated on, and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you heal her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. I dare you, woman of God, just to lift up your hand. Father, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Father, that you bless this woman right now in the name of Jesus. That you take her from the place of where she's at mentally, God, mentally disturbed behind what is happening in her body, to bring her into a new revelation of thinking, Father, that you got this, that you have total control over everything in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you. We honor you. My God, glory, and we give you praise, honor, and thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you go with me, I'm going to shoot some scriptures out there to you all, and I hope that y'all are ready for it, because there's a story behind everything that I'm getting ready to do on this night. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 20 and 22, it says, wait for the Lord, and he will help you. Don't wait on yourself, but wait on the Lord. And guess what? The Hebrew word for wait means to worship. If you're waiting in a waiting position, you're actually supposed to be worshiping God for what he's getting ready to do for you. You know, there's a script. Don't wait till the battle, but praise him right now. Till the battle is over to praise him, but praise him in the midst of the battle. Worship him in the midst of what you're going through. Worship him. Amen. Because guess what? He is going to help you. Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call upon the Lord and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. What you mean, God? I'm going through something. He said, but call upon me. I'm going to show you something. But what are you talking about, God? Call upon me and I'm going to show you how I'm going to bring you through this. I'm going to show you great and mighty things that you know not of. I'm going to take you to places that you know not of. And you're going to try to figure this thing out. How did I get here? And God's going to say, because I brought you through this, because you kept trusting in me. Kept trusting in me. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and rely not on your own understanding. In the Lord with all your heart and rely not on your understanding. because you don't understand the situation that you're in. How did I get in this position? Sometimes years have gone by, and guess what? God is steady trying to talk to us about how close we're getting into these things. He's been telling us, let certain things go. Let certain people go. Not that you don't love them, but the connection part is the concern of God. You're connected to the point where it is taking from you and not adding to you. Have you ever been in a relationship that the relationship took more out of you than added to you? And so guess what? There's a disconnection that has to happen. I'm in some turmoil because I'm in this relationship. She ain't adding to me. He ain't adding to me. Now, I ain't talking about married folk now. I ain't talking about married folk. That's a whole different connection. Amen. So I'm not giving nobody no papers to say, well, my husband or my wife ain't adding to me, so that Prophet Wood said, go ahead and divorce him. The devil is a lie. I ain't telling you that. You seek the Lord on that. Glory be to God. Because I ain't going to get in trouble for nobody. Why did you divorce him? Well, Prophet Woods told the devil is a lie. Prophet Woods, they told you to divorce your husband or your wife. I'm talking about people. Well, I know some of y'all probably listening right now. Well, he's a person or she's a person. Don't play with me up in here. Don't play with me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Amen. I'm talking about family members. Some family members you got to cut off. Not that you don't love them, it's that they're bringing some situations in your life, some turmoil. And I got to separate myself for a little while from you because I love you, but I got to separate myself from you because where I'm going, you don't want to go. And you're pulling me back to what I used to do. Oh, the devil is a liar up in here. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 and 10. Amen. It says, do not fear. I am with you. Do not be anxious. I am your God. In you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. If you trust in me, I'll take you to that place. Amen. Glory be to God. I know the Holy Spirit is talking up in here. Amen. The Bible says in John 14 and 27, he says, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. Yeah, you're going through some things right now. You're facing some things right now. But if you just trust in me, I'm going to make stuff so peaceful in your life. Because the world didn't give you this peace that I'm getting ready to give you. The world can't even comprehend the peace that I got for you. Amen. And I'm pretty sure there are people who are hurt or have said this themselves. Don't nothing be the peace of mind. My. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And so we bless the Lord. But there's a man that was in the Bible that was going through something. He was facing some turbulence. And he was just with a company of people who won a war. I talked about this last month. David. So we're going back here to First Samuel, the 30th chapter. We're going back here, and I'm telling you, the Amalekites, you know, God did not like the Amalekites nation. Period. He really wanted to wipe them off the face of the earth because of their treachery, their treacherousness, their going behind your back. Have you ever had somebody just go behind your back and was treacherous in your life? You know, they might have the spirit of the Amalekites. Lord forbid, glory be to God. Amen. I ain't saying to some people who act like the Amalekites that God would just want to wipe off the face of the earth. You know, you probably hope, God, wipe these people off the face of the earth. No, but we got to pray for them people who may have the spirit of the Amalekites, who is devious. I'm pretty sure y'all had devious people in your life, people who've just always taken from you. That's the spirit of the Amalekites. And God, man, I'm telling you, God didn't like these people at all. Amen. And their time was coming. Their time was coming. And so what happened was, I'm just giving you a little backdrop of this story. So what happened was that David and his company of men were out at a war, a whole different war that they won. They came before they came back. The Amalekites had raided and to the city of where they were at. So there was no warriors there. Everybody had vacated their posts because of what was going on with David. They had to fight another war, but they didn't see that the war was coming. Oh my God, that's a word from the Lord. Amen. This is the reason why you have got to have watchmen in your life. This is the reason why you got to have people who are pure and so connected into the spiritual realm of things that they can see the enemy from afar off. Even though that you may fight in one war, you got a friend, you got a warring friend that wars in the spirit that can see things that are coming in your back door. That's a word from the Lord right there. You can see things, or they can see things that is coming in the back door. Because we're so busy looking at the front door, but we ain't watching the back door. And we need people who are watching our backs. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. The OJs used to sing a song a long time ago. He talked about the backstabbers. I don't want no backstabbers in my life. I need somebody who's going to watch the back door, but they ain't trying to stab me in my back. Come on, somebody. Backstabbers. Glory be to God. Amen. But see, the Amalekites, that's who they were. They were the backstabbers. They were the ones who watched you from afar off, waited for the opportune time. Have you ever had anybody that just was waiting for an opportune time to get back at you? Backstabber. Amalekite spirit. Amen. It was getting ready to take you through some turbulence. But okay, let's get to the story. Let's get to the story. Amen. Y'all got me fired up right now. I'm so thankful for everybody who's on the line with us on tonight. Amen. If you're in your house right now, somebody just need to lift up their hands and pray for Pastor E and everything that he's doing over there in California. I told Pastor E, look here, man, one day you're going to look up, I'm going to be right there in your face. I'm gonna be right there in your face, and it's gonna be real soon. And he said, "Well, brother, I'm gonna be right here waiting." And I said, "Man, and when I get there, hey, take me on Crenshaw, man, to get me some good eats." He said, "Brother, I already know where we're going." So glory be to God. Amen. And I hope I ain't got to pull my wallet out and pay for my food. I believe the man of God will take care of me. Amen. Because I don't want no turbulence in my life when I get up there. Y'all missed that. That's a laughing moment right there. Amen. I don't want no violent moment in my life pulling out my wallet. Glory be to God. Amen. So let's get to the story. See, y'all got to recognize, look, I'm a man who is happy about life. If y'all don't know anything about Prophet Dwayne Woods, just know this one thing. I am happy about life. I don't care what challenges that I face. Amen. I don't care what I go through. You're going to always see a smile on my face. Now, I tell my administrator this and those who follow me, I don't have bad days. I have challenging days, but I don't have bad days. I have days that try to get on my nerve to make me just be angry. But guess what? Sometimes you got to know how to just calm down, calm your nerves, calm your spirit down. Amen. It's just a day that you've had a challenging moment. Don't make it into a doggone mountain. Amen. It's just a day. I still got tomorrow to defeat what happened today. Oh, y'all missed that one. Y'all missed that one. That went over your head. Amen. Pastor Terry, I still got a few more days in the week, day that I just had a violent or turbulent moment in my life. I still got the rest of the week to make up for what I just went through. Oh, y'all missing this. Glory be to God. I'm dropping nuggets. The Holy Spirit is dropping bombs. And I hope somebody is listening. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So, Father, I thank you. Before I even enter in reading your word, God, I thank you that you will take Dwayne out of the way, Father, and that you will speak to your people. I pray, God, that this word will overtake someone. I pray that this word will go to nations, Father. I thank you right now that somebody is getting ready to get healed by this word, Father. I thank you that somebody is getting ready to get delivered by this word, Father. I thank you right now, God, that somebody is going to come to Christ with this word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because there are so many people who are going through turbulent times right now. Hallelujah. All right. So let's go to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. I don't have long. Glory be to God. I want to make sure I hit it and get out of this so that we can open up the line. Amen. The Bible says, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south. Amen. The south, if you're pointing north, that's your front door. You're pointing north. That's your front door. The south is your back door. Remember what I said. We need people to watch the back door. So David and all of his troops were out north. The Amalekites came southward and attacked the village because there was nobody at the back entrance. There was nobody at the back entrance. There was nobody at the back entrance. Y'all, give me a minute. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me. There was nobody at the back entrance. The back entrance. Hallelujah. The back entrance. There was nobody at the back entrance. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, something is happening to somebody. I'm telling you, glory be to God. There's something that's going on in the back. Somebody's having some back problems. There's a back entrance that has been opened, and somebody is going through some things. Glory be to God. You know, the doctors don't even know what you're going through when it concerns your back. There's a spiritual attack against you at the back entrance. So all of my warrior friends that are on here listening to me, let's pray for those who are having some traumatic things going on in the back, their back entrance. You know, their back shoulders, the left and the right shoulder. There's something happening on your spinal cord in your back. Amen. That is really sending shockwaves through your legs. So Father, we thank you that you are now healing the person in the back entrance, the back, Father. And we glorify you. We're thanking you right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Jehovah Rapha, heal them right now in Jesus' mighty name. So here are the Amalekites. They invaded the south. They came through the back entrance and Ziklag. And now what's it? And smitten Ziklag. Why did they smit Ziklag? Why did they come to the back entrance and destroy the land where David and his troops were at? They wanted to make a statement. They wanted to make a statement. So they came to the back entrance like sneaky people do sneaky things. They don't do it in front of you. They don't come in front of you. They go to the back of you. Amen. They do things and oh God, help me, Jesus. I heard that one. They do things backwards. Amen. Instead of coming to you like a man or like a woman, they come to the sneaky side, the backside of you, because you have been vulnerable. You've been open to, oh, God, help me, Jesus. There's somebody on this line here. I don't know who you are. You're listening. You've been vulnerable with people, and you've told them some secrets, and they guess what? They're going in your back door. They're spilling all your beans. They're talking about you behind your back. The backstabbers. You got to be careful with these backstabbers, I'm trying to tell you. Can't tell everybody your stuff, your business. Hallelujah. So let me get back to this. Man, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is talking to me. Amen. So they smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire. Verse 2. And had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not anyone. They didn't kill nobody. They just took them, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So they came to the back door, burnt the city down, took all the women and the children thereof, dogs, cattle, you name it, they took it. Amen. They came to the back door. They were sneaky about what they were doing. I don't know why I'm on this right here. I'm telling you that somebody is, there's some sneaky people in your lives. Got to be very well aware of sneaky people in your life. There's some sneaky people in your life. They've been watching you from afar off. They've been assigned. Oh God, help me, Jesus. They've been assigned against your purpose. They've been assigned against your destiny. Sneaky people who've been watching you, preying on you, P-R-E-Y. A-Y, but P-R-E-Y, they've been preying on you, waiting for an opportunity. Hallelujah. I don't know why. God, you know everything. This is your mouth. I'm just yielded. Amen. So they took away everyone, everything. Verse 3, so David and his men came to the city and beheld. It was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Verse 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. That means they cried for a long, long time. Have you ever cried and just got drained by crying? There's somebody that's been crying just a couple of days ago, and it just drained you. Just drained you. You don't even have power after you cry. Amen. And David's two wives were taken captive. Amen. And then the wives of all these other men and women that were taken. I ain't going to read these names. Glory be to God. Hey, let's go down to verse number 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Now, listen to this. I went to war with you. We've won a battle. And now because of what has just happened, you are threatening to stone me, King David, to death. Y'all was just with me in the war. But because nobody was at the back entrance, on the south entrance, y'all blaming me because I didn't leave nobody behind. I took everybody with us, strong and mighty, so that we can defeat the people who we were going to war with. But now there's war in my camp against me. There's war against the one who led us to war to get us victorious, but because of some sneaky people that came behind the back entrance of us and took all of our possessions and our children and wives, now y'all want to kill me. Y'all want to stone me to death. But I want y'all to hear something. Even though David was going through some turbulence, amen, he was going through a violent and unstable moment in his life. But I want y'all to look at what David did. This is what we have got to model. This is what we got to model. Amen. The Bible says, and David was greatly distressed. He was unstable. There was an unsteadiness in him. He didn't have any stability, so he was in turmoil. For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughter. But look at what David said, what the Bible says. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I don't care what turbulence I'm going through, I'm facing. This is what David is saying, and I'm paraphrasing this. I don't care that they're trying to stone and kill me. I don't care of the unsteadiness in my camp. I don't care about the confusion or the conflict or the disturbance that are in my camp. I'm going to turn to the one who can handle it all. Glory be to God. I'm going to turn to the one who can turn my circumstance or my situation around. I'm not going to look at the faces of the people, but I'm going to look toward the hill for which cometh my help. My help comes from God. That's who I'm turning to. I'm not turning to the people's faces and seeing what they want to do to me and how they're speaking to me in this ill will manner. I'm going to turn towards the hill, and I'm going to say, God, I need you right now. Through this, Father. And sometimes you got to have a violent cry towards heaven. Oh, my God. Amen. I'm not talking about being angry with God. I'm just talking about you got to have a violent cry that God hears you. There's just some cries that God hears. And he wants to come down and see what is wrong with my daughter. What is wrong with my son? I heard the violent cry. Have you ever heard your own baby, your own child, give up a violent cry that you had to go attend to this? You had to go see about your child. I know I did. Look, I got four of them. And the messed up part about it is I knew the cry of each one of them. Because it's a distinctive cry. Oh, shot. My God, help me, Jesus. There's a distinctive cry between your children. Hallelujah. You know the little one from the old one. Come on, somebody. You know the distinctiveness of their cry. And God knows the distinctiveness of a severe cry. Oh, shy, my God, help me, help me, Father. And David turned around, and he didn't look at the people, but he looked toward the hill which cometh his help, and he encouraged himself. How do you encourage yourself when you're in turmoil? How do you encourage yourself when you're going through some turbulence? How do you do that? Well, I'm gonna give you a nugget, the Word of God. You got to open up the Word of God. The Bible says in the book of John 14:1, it says, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You got to know the remembrance of some of these scriptures. Amen. Though he slay me, yet will I still trust him. That's in the book of Job. I think it's the 15th chapter. You got to grasp some of these scriptures. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, you got to know these things. You got to know your word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to know how to pull a scripture in the time of turmoil. You got to know how to pull a scripture in the time of some turbulence, in the time of some violence that is happening in your life. You got to know how to pull a scripture. That's a nugget. Glory be to God. You got to know how to use it. Use your weapon of warfare. Hallelujah. Because the Bible talks about that your weapons are, everybody thinks we're fighting a carnal. This ain't no carnal thing right here. I'm not fighting against Pastor E. That's the carnalness of a man. But this is a spiritual warfare. The Bible says, I think it's in the book of Ephesians, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm not wrestling against Pastor Terry. I'm not wrestling against Prophetess Tabitha. I'm not wrestling against Pastor E. But this is a spiritual warfare that I'm going through. Hallelujah. This turbulence that I'm facing, hallelujah, this turbulence that is coming. So David, the Bible says, David didn't look at the people, but what did he do? After they're trying to kill this man, the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. And then David, he said to Abner, the priest, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abner brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying this. This is the prayer that David had said concerning what has just happened, and he went before the Lord, and guess what? Now, your flesh may want to go against people immediately. That's the reaction of humanity. You know, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You know, we got a clapback spirit. We want to get that person back who just did something to us. The Bible says. But David inquired of the Lord. He put the ephod on, and he got before the Father. He got into his presence. Amen. He lifted up his hands, got into the presence of the Lord, and began to pray, seek the Father. Amen. There's a scripture that says, seek me while I yet may be found. Seek him. He knows all about what you're going through. All you got to do is ask him, God, why am I going through this right here? And he will tell you, I told you to go left on Crenshaw, but you went right on Jeopardy Street. Amen. I don't know if there's a Jeopardy Street in L.A. I'm just saying, you know, just using that, just throwing that out there. You went in another direction from what I told you to go. And that's half the people on the line right now. I've done it myself. I remember I was driving down the highway, and I kept hearing the Holy Spirit tell me to go and get off on this highway. You know, don't go down 75, but go 285. And no, lucky go me, I said, that's just the long way around. I'm going to go straight through the pipe. And guess what? I was messed up from the flow up because there was jam traffic, accidents, everything on 75. I should have listened to, and I told my administrator, I said, when God speaks, we normally miss him when he's speaking because our mind is so wired to do what we want to do. But when the Holy Spirit steps in to try to move us from where our mindset is at, we tend to follow what our mind is telling us to do. You know, the Bible talks about in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, it says to be carnally minded is death. Oh, my God, listen to me. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. Now, had I listened to the Holy Spirit, he would have saved me from getting into all of this turmoil that was on the highway. He would have saved me. But no, I listened to my own flesh. That's what we listen to. We listen to our flesh. We don't listen to the Spirit of God. We listen to our flesh. And our flesh, the Bible says, dwells no good thing. There's nothing good about your flesh. I don't care how good you look on your outer, but guess what? I don't even care how good you may look in your inner. The Bible says that in this flesh dwells no good thing. There's nothing good about it. I don't care how you dress it up. I don't care what kind of suit you put on. Maybe the sharpest Ralph Lauren suit, Purple Label, which is very expensive. You might have on the sharpest dress that may be top-notch expensive. But guess what? Your flesh is in it. It dwells no good thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And so David, the Bible says in verse number 8, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Now, this is David's cry out to the Lord. Now, him being king, he probably could have left and went out, but he didn't. He encouraged himself in the Lord. He put on the ephod. Hallelujah. He sat down in the presence of the Lord. I can only imagine the troop that was looking at David like, what are you doing? Why aren't you up? Why don't you have your armor on? Why ain't you chasing these people who took our families? Why are you taking your time? Amen. But when you get into the presence of God, there is no speedy thing. You got to wait on God to give you the answers to your situation. Hallelujah. God answers in his time. He don't answer in your time. Amen. There's a difference between Chronos and Kairos time. God doesn't operate on humanity time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible talks about they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew your strength. You shall mount up on wings of eagle. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. Amen. That's in the book of Isaiah. Come on, you got to know your word. You got to get into the presence of God. You got to seek him while he yet may be found. You got to talk to the Father. Hallelujah. He know everything about you. He know your stubbornness. He know when you're led by the Spirit. He know when you're disconnected from the Spirit. He know everything about you. Amen. The Bible says he knows every hair follicle. Even the ones that fallen out of your head, he know where they are at, the number of it, thereof. Come on, somebody. He knows the number of sand on beaches. Oh, my God, you're talking about little spectacles of sin. He knows every last one of them because he's God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to need a big offering after this. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing. Don't take that serious. I don't ask people for nothing. God takes care of me very well. So that was just a joke. Don't take that serious. Amen. So David got into the presence of God. He asked God a question. He said, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And now here's the answer from the question that God gave him. And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. God says, David, because you didn't do this on your own, Listen to me, people of God. When you're going through some turbulence, you can't do this on your own. You've got to seek the presence of God. That's what David did. You got to have the willingness to sit. Well, man, she did this to me, or he did this to me, or they did this to me. No, don't get angry. Yes, your spirit, your flesh, man, may want to do the clap back. But you can't, God. You got to get into the presence of God. How do I handle this situation, God? How do I handle my husband just cheating on me? How do I handle my wife just cheating on me? How do I handle my kids talking back to me? How do I handle what's going on in my body? How do I handle all of this turmoil, God, that I'm facing? How do I handle this eviction, Father? How do I handle this repossession? How do I handle them wanting to fire me off my job? How do I handle this? God says, hey, seek me. Seek my face. I'm going to give you an answer. But, oh, shy. Glory be to God. But guess what? There are some answers that you ain't willing to hear from God. Oh, my God. This is the reason why some of us don't even seek him. This is the reason why some of us don't even talk to the Father, because we are already anticipating how he's going to answer us. You don't know how God going to answer you. Hallelujah. My God, I know the Holy Spirit is talking up in here. I know he's talking up in here. Hallelujah. You don't know. You're speculating. And this is the reason why we don't seek God, because we are spectators. We're speculating what God is going to say. You don't know what God is going to say. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 55, he said, my ways ain't your ways. You don't know what I'm thinking. Your finite mind can't even comprehend the things of God. Hallelujah. You're still on this carnalness, finite mind. He's infinite. Ooh, good God Almighty. You can't even fathom what God is thinking about you. And guess what? He ain't just thinking about you. He's thinking about everyone that he made upon the earth. That's how brilliant our God is. Albert Einstein ain't got nothing on God. Oh, my Father, help me, Jesus. The smartest kid ain't got nothing on God. Matter of fact, God is the one who gave Albert Einstein the mind that he had. Oh, shy, glory be to God. Oh, my God. You have no comprehension of him. You can't trace him. There's nobody there's scientists that's trying to still figure this thing out. You can't figure God out. Hallelujah. But he knows all, sees all. He's in all. My God, help me up in here. I'm about to, Lord, help me. Yeah, keep driving, driver. Don't pull over. Because, look, I'm about to tell you to hold my mule. I'm telling you got to encourage yourself, people of God. You got to have a happy spirit about life. Hallelujah. David asked God a question. Let's go back over here in verse number 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, he inquired. He went into the worshiping room of God. He went into the presence of God. Amen. Some of y'all got to get out of the outer court. Y'all are on the outer court trying to handle things with God. God says, no, the outer court is for you to get cleaned up. Dump that mess off. And then get into the inner court. The inner court, guess what, is where I can talk to you a little bit more. And then guess what? God tells you to come a little bit further. Come a little bit closer. Because there are different courts that you got to go through. You got to go through the outer court. Outer court is where the mess is at. Amen. That's where the turbulence is at. That's where your violence and your inconsistencies are at. And God is saying, now take all that stuff off right here. Take it all off right here. Because when you step into the inner court, guess what? I shouldn't be able to see what you're dumping off in the outer court. Oh, y'all just missed that one right there. Glory be to God. There's some things that we're carrying in the presence of God. What did God tell Moses when he was on Mount Sinai? He said, take off them filthy shoes. You are in the presence of me. I don't want you to bring in my presence what you've just been walking through. Take them nasty shoes off in my presence, Moses. Don't you know who I am up in this piece? Hey, amen. Sometimes you just got to. Look, y'all don't know who y'all messing with today, bro. Look, I'm a happy to the best in the best form of English as I possibly can, so that you can get a clear understanding. Amen. What is his name? Chris Tucker had told Jackie Chan, "Hey, can't you read the words that are coming out of my mouth? Can't you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? They're simplistic. You should be able to follow this." Hallelujah. And take notes. Some of us come to these, go to church, we don't even take no notes. And then when somebody get outside in your neighborhood who didn't go to church, hey, man, what was the word of God about? You over there, because you ain't taking no notes. I can't remember. You ain't paying attention to what the word was saying in church. Amen. And some people be in church on Facebook, on Messenger. I'm going to leave that one alone. Amen. This is the reason why we got turbulence. We got conflicts. Because when we come in the presence of God, we bring junk. God don't care nothing about your Facebook account. He don't care nothing about your Messenger. He don't care nothing about your Instagram and all of this YouTube. He don't care nothing about that stuff. He wants he wants the solemnness of you. He wants you to just be so submitted in his presence that he can talk to you. That's what David was in verse number 8. And David inquired the Lord, saying, "And on his knees, shall I pursue after the troops?" He was humbled. Amen. Even after they was trying to kill him, he was humbled. Hey, that's a nugget for somebody. When you are in your turbulence, you got to be humbled. That's the number one thing. When you are going through some violent or some unsteady movement in your life, stay humbled. God speaks to the humble heart of men and women. He speaks to your humility, how you are so humble while you're going through what you're going through. I'm telling you, God got some great stuff for people who are humble. If you're all routed and bowdy-bowdied and all that type of stuff, amen. Hey, look, you might not get the answer that you need, but if you stay humbled in the presence of God, God going to give you everything that you need. What was David? David wasn't up in an uproar. And he was getting ready to get stoned to death. They was getting ready to kill this man. He wasn't worried about what they was getting ready to do. He was more concerned about what God is getting ready to do. Listen to that. I don't care what my enemy is getting ready to do. I'm worried about how God is getting ready to bring me out of this thing. That's what I'm looking at. I'm concentrating on God. And I don't care what the devil is trying to do, but God. There has got to be a but God. Yes, I'm going through this, but God. I'm going to come out of this thing, and guess what? I ain't going to have a burn mark on me. You ain't going to even know that I've been through a war, because God is going to keep me and fashion me in such a way that you ain't going to even know I've been through something, because I was humbled in the midst of it. Oh, my God, help me up in here. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue. But thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Verse number 9. So David went, he and 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook of Beshor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and four. So he left 200 men behind. So David pursued. He and 400 men were 200 abide behind, which were so faint. Yes, well, remember what I said earlier. They were so distressed and crying that they had no more power. When you have a cry, it zaps power from you. These men cried so hard that they didn't even have no power to even pursue with David. So but the Bible says, so David left 200 behind because they were weak. They wouldn't have been strong enough to fight. But David took 400 strong men that even after I've cried, I'm still strong. Oh, my God, there's a message in this. Y'all got to get this. Even though something has been taken from me, I'm still strong. I just need about 5 people just to say, I'm still strong. I'm still strong. Glory be to God. And so the Bible says that David took 400 strong men. Hallelujah. Took 400 strong men. And he went before and found these people. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there because I'm going through some turmoil in the back of this this truck here where my co-driver is driving. He got me shaking like a leaf up in here. Amen. But nevertheless, praise God. But he went through some turmoil. David did. David went through some turmoil. But guess what? He besought the Lord and he came out. Came out of what he went through. And the message for each and every one of you is this. Regardless of what you're getting ready to go through, God is going to bring you out. You just got to stay humble. Well, prophet, man, there's a lot of stuff that I'm going through. Yeah, I know that, and God knows it. But if you stay humbled, and if you stay in the presence of God, he will bring you through this thing. I promise you he will bring you through this. He's not a God that shall lie. Amen. He ain't going to lie about what he's getting ready to do for you. You just got to stay humbled in the midst of it. Amen. God bless each and every one of you who stayed here. With me, I'm your friend, I'm your brother, I'm your cousin, I'm your neighbor, I'm your nephew next. Hey, I'm Prophet Dwayne Woods, and you are in the Prophet's Closet. So now what we're getting ready to do is we're getting ready to open up the lines. I want to hear you. I want to talk back to me. Glory be to God. Don't just sit there and let me pour out to you all without you coming and just saying something about the word. Glory be to God. So, Pastor E, if you're listening, which I know you are, open up the line because I know Pastor Terry got something that she wants to say. Amen. I know Evangelist Valentine got something that
she wants to say.
There she go. There she go.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know I'm always over here listening because, you know, Prophet Woods, all the listeners, Pastor E, the head of this line, and God, the head of our lives, that our faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when we hear the word of God from people that we can trust, people we can depend on, people that got our back door, yes, we're going to be here to receive what God has for you to deliver to us. Because like you said, we're going to have some turbulence. But how we receive that turbulence and how we handle that turbulence is all on us. But I thank God because you gave a lot of scriptures tonight. And for all the listeners, and if you're online, if you're on the Facebook page on Prophet Woods' broadcast tonight, it is on the page, all the scriptures that he has given to match up. He's not just talking. He's giving a word of God, and he's sharing it up. Because when we do everything and we match it up with his word, we are doing it decent in order. So God bless you, God keep you, and God keep using you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise him. Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. Is the lines open?
Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless
you. I don't,
Pastor E.
I don't like just to open. I just don't like to open the lines because then you got a bunch of at one time. But Evangeline, you called her out. You know she put her hand in there. Evangeline Virginia Valentine, you're in the closet. Come on. Okay, she probably dialed one and muted herself. But I will say this, you were sitting there talking about, man, somebody going, man, get out of my business, bro. I didn't call the prophet. I didn't even want to come in the closet. But, man, it is amazing. When you know you're doing right, wrong still comes. And this is for somebody out there listening because I'm built for this now. I can go through these type of things now because I have the strength of the Lord and not myself. But I just want to encourage somebody out there that keep doing right. I know a lot of opposition going to come against you. A lot of people going to turn their backs on you. They had already turned their backs on you. They were already talking about you. Just stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and you're going to be who he called you to be. And when you said that earlier, you're like, somebody's going through something. You have people attacking from the backside. Bro, what about when you got them attacking from the back, the front, the left? No, attacking from in the house.
Come on now.
We have to really rely on God and know, you know what, expect it. And take it a different way, and I'm going to close here. And the lines are open for those that would like to come on in the closet also. But just take it as an award. If somebody got to run, put their mouth on you, you must be doing something right. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in the closet.
Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless you,
praise
two men of God. Amen.
Amen.
I say bless you, two men of God.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Prophet Wood. Prophet Wood. Dwayne Wood. Lord
Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Lord Jesus, if you had run in a little longer, I'd have been out there in my street. I'd have been out there in my street. Jesus, Lord have mercy. If God didn't give you this on tonight, I don't know who did.
Yes, indeed.
You have preached. You have taught, teach, whatever. You have brought such an awesome, powerful, anointing word from God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm sitting here listening to you, and I say, Lord, what an awesome man of God. What a mighty, powerful, anointed man of God. When you preach on turbulence, if we only knew
come on now
that this world is full of turbulence.
Yes.
It's full of turbulence, Prophet Woods. Chaos.
Yes, yes, yes.
Turmoil. Hatred. Bitterness. Backbiting. Lying. Eating. All of the above. And you have brought out some things tonight that I know it steps on some toes on tonight.
Come on now.
And you better keep preaching this word of God. Don't you turn to the left nor to the right, but you still on that straight path.
Yes.
Don't you dare turn.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You keep on teaching and preaching what God has called you to do. Because I enjoyed every word that came out of your mouth tonight. Because the word says this. Listen. The Bible says the word that goes forth out of your mouth, Prophet Wood, shall not turn back unto God void.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Come on, come on.
It should not turn back to go void. But it's going to prosper its way it is spent. And it's going to come its way. Listen, I'm getting confused right now because I'm so excited. You have blessed me.
Hallelujah.
You have blessed my socks off and I don't have none on. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hey.
Come on now. Come on now.
You have preached on turbulence. I'd have been on a plane, and I was in turbulence, and I said, Lord Jesus, I stood up with my little Bible, and I got some attention on that plane. I said, this plane would not go down. It would not be in turbulence. I said, God got us, y'all.
Yes.
God got us. And Pastor Wood, Dwayne Wood, I love you with the love of God. I love your family.
You.
And I saw your two daughters on Facebook. They are so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
They are so beautiful. You got one that God got a call on her life. The one that was
yes.
in the hospital.
Yes.
I saw you on that night talking about your daughter and the condition she was in. God saved
yes.
her. He spared her life for a reason.
Amen.
Turbulence. We are in turbulent times.
Yes.
So I just saw this evening on the news. A man.
Amen.
Nothing on but a robe, no clothes, no nothing on, and stood with a shotgun and shot his wife in the face 3 times. Turbulent.
Yeah, we are in those days. Yes, yes, yes. We have to, as you gave the illustration of being in a plane and turbulence, That naturally happens, but when it happens, it takes us off guard because we're not used to the bumps and to the rolls. When we got to get more tougher, we got to get more strong. We got to know it's coming. I'm ready for this. I'm built for this. Somebody holler out, I'm built for this today. Thank you, Prophet. You blessed us.
Yes, I'm ready for anything come my way. Let me tell you about me. I don't care about nothing. I'm not going to lose my faith in God.
Come on now.
I don't care what happens.
Amen.
Missed at me, Prophet Woods. I don't care what happened to Virginia. I am not going to lose my faith in God because I know that's coming all over.
Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. We got a couple of more minutes, so I want to give an opportunity for those out there that haven't dialed one and know that this is just an open line. It's nothing formal. We aren't ABC, CBS, NBC, where the whole world's listening. Well, at least we don't know. But this is just an open line to communicate and to just express how you've been blessed today by the prophet. I have been blessed. And as you've heard from many others, that the word has went forward, it will not return void. It's going to activate in me that I know how to stand and know how to take these oppositional things that are coming in our lives as believers. And guess what? More's coming. Go ahead. Dial one now. Come on in. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, prophet ain't, you know, we don't ask for no money, but, you know, I want to be very sensitive on how I say this. When it comes down to giving, it's not because of a person asking. We have to, it's another thing we got to get better at. It shouldn't become a part of even an offering or a part of the service. We should already be ready. I'm not bragging, but I've been blessed so much that I'll be ready to sow. I'm waiting on the next blessing to come that I could give God 100%. You know, so I don't want you guys to take it any wrong. Anyway, we're not asking for, we've never asked for a dime for donations to run this broadcast. Since anyone's been here from day one, it's always been always paid for. It's always supplied. But when there's people sowing into us, and I love to say this and give this analogy, if you are growing under anybody, you should be sowing. I didn't say paying your tithes. If you got a church, you're paying your tithes. But if you're growing with someone, you should be sowing. Because if you sow, so shall you reap. And what you give will also be given unto you. And it becomes a lifestyle of knowing that I give to my brother because I know my brother will give to me. And I know that others will also support. So just remember that if we said right now, prophet, give your Cash App, everybody send in $20. It shouldn't be like what you need it for. If you've grown today, send the brother $20. I'm going to be the first one. What's the Cash App? Hold on. Do I got $20 on my Cash App? That'd be my only problem. Hold on, prophet. Hold on. Let me see if I can start this today. All right. I do have enough. Okay. What's your Cash App? $?
It's a $ Prophet Woods.
Did y'all hear that crinkle in his voice? He's like, don't do this. Don't do this.
Hey, Pastor E.
Don't do that.
No, Pessy, you know what?
The Cash App is hold on. I got people in the background listening. Oh, I got to get this out. The Cash App is $ Prophet Woods. I apologize, sir. I had to get that out. I wanted to. I got other people on my other line listening, and we wanted to get that. So there's the first 20. If you got $20 to sow into this man of God today, do it right now and show him that he is given a word not only that was confirming, but also that was a seed sown into us that we could be different than we've ever been before. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, God be the glory. I'm going to share something with you, Pastor E. 6 o'clock this morning, I was on Prayer Mountain, on the Prayer Mountain line, you know, because, man, I'm praying. And a woman of God came on. She gave her testimony. She was going through something. Now, when I hear God, I don't hesitate. Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. And you know, sometimes, man, I give out of my heart desire. I give, you know. And so, as I'm ministering or praying, I told the lady there's three things that I heard the Lord say to me. And then He also told me to go into my Cash App and give her what I had in there. I had $100, Pastor E. $100.
Yeah.
I said, ma'am, I'm giving this to you out of my hurt because I got so many things that just happened that I didn't see for coming. But I'm gonna give you this right here. I said, I'm gonna give you $100. And because I sold the $100, guess what? Everybody that was listening heard and followed. That lady was over there crying because she didn't expect it.
Right.
The lady was crying because she didn't expect it. I'm not expecting this. Thank you, Pastor E. Thank you for being the first partaker of it.
We have to be more about supporting one another, no matter where we are, no matter where we're at. This is a spiritual relationship, and I pray you get that $100 back 10 million-fold, bro, before you get to your next destination. Your bank account, your Cash App account, your Zelle and everything going to blow up, and you're going to be trying to give money away. That's the overflow of serving God, man. So I'm in total agreement with that. Let us know what's going on. No, I got to tell you this. When you were having turbulence in the back of that truck, did you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's because you preaching to the man and he driving. Bro, what else he going to do?
I know, right?
That word going, look, he out there driving and you giving him that powerful word. Man, what you think he going to do? He going to swerve? He going to bump? He going to go left or right? Man, you stand, you got that anointing on the back of his neck, bro, from the back of that cab.
Amen. Amen.
What else you expect? What else you expect, Fred, my friend?
Amen. Amen.
Man, and he going to tell you, look, he going to tell you, say, bro, it be, I don't know what, it be hot, bro. I'm driving, I'm trying to let you do your thing, but it's something, be heat come up out of there, man. Sometimes I just can't hold on. Man, that's an anointing, man.
To God be the glory.
Amen. I'm glad we didn't hang up. Area code 262, last four, 2468. You are live in the closet. Come on in.
It's the Lord for you, Pastor E. I like your humor. This is Prophet Tabitha Clark out of Milwaukee.
How are you?
Say, definitely, I agree with you on that turbulence. I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Blessed.
Amen.
Go right ahead.
Definitely in the process of the turbulence, if you just hold your post, you know, stand your ground, which is what Prophet always talks about is standing there, therefore stand when all you have to do is nothing but to stand. You know, you don't move until God tells you to move. So, or the other thing that he says is follow the instructions of the Lord and it will go well with you. So even in the midst of the turbulence in the back of the truck, he still stayed his course. So bless God for that. And thank you for inviting us to share on the line. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you also. That's my chief administrator. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
And she know the turbulence that I've been facing, and I'm still, you know, it ain't about what you go through, it's how you go through what you're going through. Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Uh-oh, Pastor E, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Pastor E?
Yes, I did.
It ain't what you're going through, it's how you go through what you're going through. It's your pride.
And
your
how you come out.
You know, come on, brother, come on.
Yes, sir.
You know, so man, look, I'm so thankful. I'm truly thankful for those who have listened to me, those who come to our conference line. Oh, by the way, our conference line is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That phone number is 319-527-2149. Once again, that's 319-527-2149. You don't need no access code. You just dial that number. You come right on in. If you want to get with me, you want to message me, you can go to my email address, The Prophet's Closet, the number 3@gmail.com. The Prophet's Closet. 3@gmail.com. If you want to get in contact with the office and just leave a message, our phone number is 470-588-5817. And if you need prayer, just text us, email us so that we can get back with you. Leave a number so that we can get back with you and pray with you. Amen. This is what we're doing over here. I don't know about everybody else, but I know what Pastor E's doing over there in California. I know what he's doing. He's feeding the homeless. He's setting up tents all over the place, ministering to people. Come on, somebody. And guess what? Ministry is not always in the four walls of a church. The Bible says, go out and compel them. He says, go to the highways and the byways and compel them to come. Amen. We got so many gifts that are sitting in the four-wall church that you're not doing anything. You're just sitting, but you have got to be activated. It's time to activate what is in you. Mm. And I guarantee you, if, oh, God, that's a word right there. If you connect with Pastor E, and myself. Let us activate you. You don't have to be in a four-wall church. Activation can happen right
at
now on this conference line.
That's right.
There's a green room he can send you to. We can activate your faith. Amen. And that's to encourage you. That's why the Bible talks about the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. For what? The edification of the body. It ain't for our own.
That's
it's
right.
To edify the body for the works. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Pastor E, it's
bless
time
you, my
for
brother.
Us to activate people. You hear me, Pastor E?
Activate
it's time
them.
For us to activate people.
Yes,
activate
sir.
Them. And these gifts that they got just sitting dormant in a four-wall ministry. Come on. We giving, man, come on, man. It's time for us to do something different. We've been doing the same thing traditional-wise. It's time to get out of traditionalism and get into your faith movement. This is a faith movement now. Hallelujah.
Well, come on out here. I keep you. Look, I keep you. Look. Let me say this. Watch out now. I'll keep you in the backyard. I'll keep you in the streets. If you want to do some real work, come on, cook up. Let's do it. If you want to do it in your city, I can show you an easy blueprint how you can do it in your city, especially if you're in a cold area. Wait till the summer. I got you. We can show you how to do this thing, and it won't cost you a dime. Cost you some time.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Just activating people. I love you, Pastor E. I love
hey, man,
you,
I love
man.
You, too, brother.
You,
can't
you,
wait to see you.
You, bro, I'm telling you, I'm coming to California, man. You're going to see my face in the
I know you are. I know you are. Yeah, come on in, bro. I got blow-up beds. I got, oh, man, we got space all over the place, bro. You'd be just fine.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Pray us out of here, bro. Love you.
Love you, too, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. And I pray, Father, that under the sound of my voice, that the people who have heard this word, God, that they be activated right now in the name of Jesus, that they have no more turbulence in their life. And if they do have it, Father, they'll know how to adjust. I heard that one in the spirit realm. Those who are going through some turbulence, the Father told me to tell you, you got to learn how to adjust. Amen. That's just like when the heat, it's cold in your house, you turn the heat on, you just adjusted the heat. I'm going to leave that alone, Father. Thank you. Y'all get it in a minute. Amen. You know how you got to know how to adjust when you are going through some turbulence. It's time to adjust, y'all. Amen. We're getting ready to go into some hot months. You got to adjust the thermostat to make it cool in your house. You got to know how to adjust some things. You got to know how when the fire is on the oven, and guess what? You got to know how to adjust it to turn it down. Okay, y'all get it. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your blessed name. And I thank you, Father, that even in the midst of turbulence, they're going to know how to adjust, Father. Oh, God. They're going to know how to adjust, Father, while they're going through what they're going through, Father. So it won't be so heavy on them. They're going to know how to adjust, Father. In the name of Jesus. And God, we glorify you, we magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And it is so. Amen, amen. You have now been released from the prophet's closet. God bless you all.
For all
you've done for me,
I'm even
grateful.
afraid.